You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 32. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is the 28th of 60 daily episodes that pair with the videos from Haley's 60-day novel writing challenge. You can watch the first 5 days of the challenge for free on Haley's YouTube channel, and the link to that is in the description. Day 28 of the challenge is about proactive characters. Quick question for you. Who are the most boring people in your life? I'm guessing at least one or two names and faces popped into your mind. In the story of your journey through this universe on this pale blue dot, those people are the non-proactive characters. Which I just realized also shortens down to NPC, and that is not what I intended, but it is funny nonetheless. Next question. Who do you know who just sits around complaining about life, never taking ownership over what's happened to them, or who just doesn't take the reins to change what isn't working for them? I'm guessing more names and faces pop to mind. We all know people like that. Don't write main characters like that. Don't, unless those characters moving on from that lifestyle is part of their character arcs, and you can write it in such a way that the reader doesn't end up disliking the main character so much that they won't read past the first chapter. And now for the part that might sting a little. We tend to live vicariously through our characters. I do it, you do it, all writers do it. There's nothing wrong with that, but I don't want you to live your entire life through the eyes of the characters that you wrote on the screen. I want you to ask yourself how you can amp up your life, be more proactive as the main character in your story, so that your life imitates your art. Not necessarily all the bad things or the excessive drama and the obstacles that we heap on our creations, but being more like the characters we write, since we tend to write our most desired traits into the characters that we direct through the pages of our books. Though, depending on your character, they may be directing their own story and you're along for the ride, desperately trying to figure out where things went off the rails and how you can force that little gremlin back into the story that you crafted for it. I think our lives should really inspire our stories. We need to get out into the world, experience things, and, as my character, Tomas Arter, says, risk living. That's it for this companion episode to Proactive Characters. Thanks for joining me today, and I will see you tomorrow for day 29. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.